Hi, my name is Michael Nitt from WackMatters.com, and today I'm going to be bringing you a little bit of a different format than I've ever done before, which is I have a good friend who I like to talk to about lots of things, but one of the common topics of conversation is music, music industry, music trends, and we have some pretty cool conversations via phone, and I thought it would be a cool idea to try to share some of the more interesting topics of conversation that we have as it comes up. And today, in light of artists like Jack White or J. Cole publicly banning cell phones from their concerts, we thought it would be, I thought it'd be a cool idea to ask him his thoughts, and we hash out that a little bit. You know, spoilers, both of us are in favor of this type of cell phone ban, but we get into the nitty-gritty of cell phone bans, and we talk a little bit about social media and our thoughts for how social media, you know, has problems. And some of these aren't original ideas, but I think it's a cool discussion, and hope you guys enjoy it.
What are your thoughts on the seemingly recent trend of a couple different artists mandating a cell phone ban during their concerts?
Well, I think, obviously, I support that in the sense that I'm not a big fan of the whole, you know, everyone watching something through a phone. So on one hand, I can understand where the artist is coming from. They're like, hey, I'd rather you be paying attention to me and enjoying the music and focusing on the music instead of spending your time focusing on trying to get a picture, trying to get whatever. They may also be concerned about copyright issues, but sometimes I don't know how much they're worried about the phone or worried about the copyright issues. But so my take is I can definitely see the frustration with that. I was watching a baseball game, and the announcers were – there was all these girls in, I don't know what section they were in. There's about eight of them, and the announcers were just like – so none of them are watching the game. They're all taking selfies. They're taking pictures of their phone. So they're at a game that they paid for, but no one's really paying attention to the game because they're all either texting, taking selfies, taking pictures of their phone, taking group pictures, and they're not like paying any attention to what they paid money to come in and see. So no matter what people say they're doing with their phones at concerts, they're doing all, they're texting people, they're seeing who's responding, who's liking the photo of the concert, they're doing all that kind of stuff, so they're actually missing it. So on that hand, on that perspective, if I'm an artist, I'd be frustrated because I'd want people paying attention to me. But I guess you could make the argument that, well, they paid money to get in, so if they paid money to get in and they don't want to pay attention, that's up to them. I guess the thing is how much does all of that activity distract from people who are there who really want to see the show, and they're tired of 15 phones being held up in front of them while people are, you know, trying to capture what's going on. So,
that's an interesting point. I actually just recently in my Facebook memories saw a notification that if you remember, I think it was a couple years ago, AMC – definitely mistakenly, was trying to appeal to the younger generation by saying it was okay to text in the theater while you were in one of their theaters, and there was a huge backlash against it. I do see a big difference between at least people trying to take pictures or record videos of a concert versus people texting while they're in a movie theater, because at least when you're trying to take a picture or record a video of a concert, you are still trying to, in theory, either pay attention to the concert or, if we're being cynical, use the concert for your own social
status.
Exactly. Or something. It's at least interacting with the concert in some form.
Yeah, well, the thing that I would say in a concert, because music is so loud and everything, their busyness about, for the most part, is not going to cause much of a distraction to you, other than possibly, you know, where you're sitting there trying to watch and they keep putting the phone up, and you're trying to, like, hey, could you put your stinking phone down, because I don't want to see it through the lens of your phone. I want to see it, you know.
Sure.
So I think that could possibly cause some problems. What I've always found interesting is it's been to, you know, bazillion wrestling events, and for the most part, which is just odd. Yes, there will be people who take a picture here or there. There'll be people who take a video here or there, but it's not, if it's prevalent, it's not that noticeable. Like, it's, I know it's happening around me at times, but like, you know, all the people I set with for Survivor Series and for NXT, I don't even know if anyone pulled out a phone once to take a picture. Maybe once or twice, like before the show started, like a picture of the ring or a picture of the stage. Maybe once or twice during. So it's kind of weird, like, you would think there would be more of it. I'm not saying there's not a lot of it. I'm just saying that it's never caused me an issue.
Sure.
Ever.
It's
never been a distracting factor. It's never been held up in front of me. It's never caused a problem in any way, shape, or form. And I've never felt that there were people so busy on that they weren't paying any attention. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying it doesn't seem that widespread. So in concerts, I think it depends on where you're at. If you're in a venue where it's the standing room only type venues, where everyone in front of you are holding up their phones to try to record, that would irritate the living heck out of me. If I'm in an arena or a music hall where there's actual seats, there's probably a good chance that if people are trying to capture whatever, that maybe it wouldn't be as distracting. I don't know. I just have never been distracted by it in a wrestling event, but in some concerts, I've definitely noticed it more in concerts than I've ever had in a wrestling event. I don't know why there's a difference, but definitely in concerts, at some point in time, I don't know how many times I've wanted to go, what the heck, could you put your phones away for 5 seconds? Listen to at least one song. Sure. And I've never felt that way. So I don't know why there's a difference between the two. Maybe, I don't know. It's just an interesting perspective going to those two very different type of events and how different the phone usage is.
Sure. I did mention that there's of course, the cynical side where someone could be using footage of them at a concert or just footage they're taking at a concert for social status. But there's also the less cynical side that maybe it's just them wanting to encapsulate a memory.
I hear that, and this may be a generational thing, but I have, you know, Becca's relatively close to your age and then Kate's younger, and between the two of them, Kate, you know, is on her phone 24/7, takes a picture of literally everything that has ever occurred in the history of her life. But I have challenged her on multiple occasions. How many times do you actually go back and look at that? How many times? Now, yes, Facebook will pull up that little timeline, like on this day you were doing this. Okay, thank goodness for that feature, because I believe now I am very skeptical of the fact that people sit there and go back and pull up the photos of this event and sit there and relive the memory. I believe it's posted and it's forgotten, and they move on to the next thing to post, and then they move on to the next thing to post, and those pictures posted on whatever social media platform and their cloud somewhere are rarely gone back and looked through in any meaningful way. It's not like in the old days where people would have a photo book and they'd be sitting on the coffee table and they'd pick it up and flip through it. No, I have a hard time believing that. I'm very skeptical of that.
Yeah, I guess it comes down to just the mindset going into it, because I don't take so I've been on the other side of this where I actually do agree with you now, where I think putting your phones down, especially at an event like a concert, is probably a better idea, because I think personally I have tried to use the mindset that taking a video at a concert would help you kind of memorialize the memory in your head. And I actually am the type of person that will go back and look at old photos even without the Facebook prompt. Though the Facebook prompt is cool because it will show you with this day what was happening. You can kind of follow that trend, which is interesting.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a great – that's probably one of the best things they've ever done as far as trying to preserve the bazillions of things people are throwing up on their, you know, wall.
But at the same time, I think it's probably more valuable to spend time in a moment actually dedicated to experiencing the moment and have that memory that memory in your head lasts more than the probably, let's just face it, it's going to be a crappy video you're getting from your phone or a crappy picture unless you are just, you know, very, very talented.
Right.
I think it's better to just remember it instead of constantly taking yourself out of it, even if you're using it cynically.
Yeah, that's my feel because, I mean, I don't have any photographs of the WrestleMania I went to. I don't have any photo. I can think of all the pay-per-views I've been to. I don't have a photograph of any of them. Any one that I had was shared, like when I took pictures and shared it with you guys, like I don't go back and look at them. I take a picture here or there just to kind of get you a feel for what was going on. And that was it. Like, done. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have any of that stuff. Of the bazillion concerts I've gone to, I don't own anything. I don't have a picture of it. I don't have anything of it. So I just feel that it's shared for the sake of being shared because that's what you're trained to do. You're supposed to take the photograph and share it on social media platforms because that's what you do when you go when you experience anything. That experience has to be shared amongst all these other people that, for the most part, really don't care.
It's an interesting conversation because I've actually just spent about 6 to 8 months not really using social media all that much. I would check that Facebook timeline to see the old stuff I had posted. But when I first stopped, it was an instinct where if I saw something cool, I had to post about it.
Exactly, yeah.
And, you know, there, I maybe this is a false distinction, but in my head, I did make a difference between, well, I'm going to post this on social media to try to see what people like or whatever, and I'm going to text this to my friend individually because this is cool.
Right.
Because
right.
For me, and this could either be, one, me being an old man and saying, get off my lawn, or two, maybe there's actually something here. I feel like we've lost a little bit of our one-on-one friendships with the kind of social media has let us talk to so many people that we don't actually talk to people that much, if that makes any sense.
No, I think there is, I do believe there's a distinction between if I'm at a pay-per-view and I know that you care about it and that you're watching it, then hopping on to Slack and posting it, I feel that, okay, maybe there's some intrinsic value in them seeing it because they're getting ready to watch it and they're seeing what's happening when I'm there, you know, 3 hours before anyone walks into the arena. You know, maybe we'll provide a different context to what they're about to watch or just kind of get a perspective about what's going on. I think that's different than throwing it up on a social media platform where there's a large percentage of the people who may look at it, they may even give it a thumbs up or a like, but they don't really care. I mean, they're going to look at it and move on to the next picture. They're just scrolling through their wall, and I go, oh, this is here. Oh, okay, yeah, they're there. I don't care. Boom. And they like it. So at that point, that I feel like I'm wasting my time, their time, everyone's time. I'm just wasting time, and I'm doing it more from an instinctive perspective, not because it's really providing anything meaningful for anyone's day, time, or life. So, but I do think there can be some value for sending something specifically to a person for a period of time. And I think there's a difference between those who try to capture maybe a few photographs of something because either they know someone wanted a picture of it or someone was interested in seeing it versus some people who just seem to think that they're there to capture the entire event in every way possible for the benefit of people they think care, but I think they'd be shocked if they realize how much people don't actually care. I think we think people care far more than they do, but the people flipping through their timeline on or their wall on Facebook, I mean, literally they go from one thing to another thing to another. I mean, I've watched Kate do it on Instagram. It's just like, and then when she's done, like, well, can you name four of the things you liked? What was, like, it's like, oh, I don't remember all of them. I have to go back through. Like, okay, well, then what's, like, so you don't even really care. You're just instinctively just going through it. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have any meaning. It doesn't have any purpose. It doesn't have any true value. But it's because we've been conditioned because that's the way society operates now, that's kind of what you're supposed to do. I did the same thing. Like, if I'm listening to something, I would pop on Facebook and type a lyric out, or I would type, you know, because I was just like, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. I have this tool called Facebook. It's sitting right here next to me. Well, then Post it. Now you're almost hoping that it will spark some kind of a conversation or spark something more than a like, but in most cases it rarely sparks anything meaningful. And once it starts sparking a meaningful conversation, well then you have to kind of stop what you were doing because now you're not actually listening to the album because you're talking to someone on Facebook about it. So it actually just now actually hindered your enjoyment of the album because now you're actually not listening to it, you're actually talking about it. So I think it's one of those situations where it's a tool, and how the tool is used is the question. But it becomes such an instinctive part of our life that it begins to use us more than we use it. So I think some of these musicians trying to fight back, they're up on stage and they know the difference between before social media, especially the older artists. They know the difference at a concert before social media and phones ruled the world. Everyone was there to see them.
Sure.
Everyone was there, and they knew every word to every song, and they were singing along. Everyone was there, was participating, and now they know they come out, and they're like, hey, guys, and they look out there, and they're like, oh, there's 10,000 people here, and 8,000 of them have their head down looking at a phone. They can tell that difference, and that's got to be frustrating, especially when you really want people to be enjoying what you have created. They are more focused on what they're about to create. They're trying to create a social media story. They're trying to create a post. They're trying to create the perfect selfie, and they're not paying any attention to what's actually transpiring.
Well, then additional point, which I don't think anyone's going to argue with this one, is we've talked about the social media aspect of it, of trying to post it or record it. There's also just the aspect which I deal with all the time, which is unwanted notifications from your phone. I get a work notification in the middle of something. It can distract me and pull me out of any situation because then I'm thinking about what I got to do, who I got to contact. It's nice for me as someone who, just because of my job, is constantly connected to things, to be right. able to shut something off and completely block it out and say, well, I don't need to see that email right now, which I can't always do. But if the ability to do that for a couple hours for a concert, I think is refreshing in so many ways, especially, today.
Yeah, I think every study ever done on the history of social media and all of this, everyone argues you need to have times apart from it, times where you're not, like you literally need – to limit your time. I mean, all the studies say that the negative consequences of it is it just changes your whole perspective on how you do everything because it's just instinctive to go, post that. And, my experience with Facebook was love was massively love-hate type situation because it wasn't my idea to get it. So everyone else gives me the idea. They basically help create it. Then I end up on it. Okay, and then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Okay, how does this work? Like, how do I use this? Well, I had one thing in mind to use it one way. Well, then next thing you know, that didn't work because I had all these people who didn't have any real connection to what I was trying to use it for jumping all in the conversations. And I'm like, who are you people? Like, what is going on here? like that whole just – there's a psychological trend. I think – there's a psychological conditioning that occurs the more you're on it. And then you end up in this, like, almost use the term matrix, but you end up in this type of, like, new existence which have its own rules, and you're conditioned psychologically to behave a certain way. And then there's times you sit back and go, what the crap am I doing? Like, I've just spent, like, 3 hours doing what? You know, like, wait, what's happening here? And so, then I had a way of trying to get rid of many people and then try to control it. That helped in some ways, but then in other ways, you were like, okay, so do I simply post stuff because, and like, I'm basically talking to myself. I'm hoping someone else will join in. Like, what's going on here? And so, stepping away because of everything that happened and stepping back from it, there was a lot of relief from it. Like it was almost like okay, I'm glad that's gone, because there was so much more negative than I felt positive. It, in theory, it sounds great that, like, I have that I can communicate with people from around the world, and we can talk about all kinds of important issues. Like, in theory, if you, like, wrote out what you want it to look like, it's that looks like almost like somewhat of an intellectual utopia. But in practice, what it becomes is ugly.
That about wraps up the discussion that we had, but thank you for listening. This has been Michael from WhackMatters.com talking to my friend Selection, and hope you enjoy. Leave a comment or email me at podcast@WhackMatters.com for any feedback, and let me know what you thought of the show, if you had any different ideas, and that's something we can address at a further time. Thanks.